Coming to you from the not-for-profit Mainframe Studios at 900 Keogh Way in downtown Des Moines, this is 900 Views, a podcast about building community through the arts as we build an arts community. I'm your host, Pat Bodie. And we've promised from the outset that this is a program about arts, with a capital S. So while Mainframe Studios tend to lend themselves to the visual arts, today we have musician Abby Sawyer as our guest. She's the folk singer-guitarist genius of Abby and the Sawyers. She balks at that word genius, but I'm throwing it in anyway. She's lead singer for the NOLA Jazz Band, and she performs with Diplomats of Solid Sound. She's also the communications director of Capital Chiropractic and Rehabilitation Center, so a Renaissance woman, it might also be fair to say. She describes herself as performer, communicator, and business owner who loves to get to the heart of things. Welcome, Abby.
Thank you, Pat.
So I got to start this with a little quick story, which is going to the basement of the Des Moines Social Club to hear Abby and the Sawyers do their CD release event, which was every song on this wonderful CD, Shine, it's called. And it was one of the finest times I have truly had in Des Moines, and I've had a lot of great times in Des Moines. I've been here 40 plus years. So with that, tell me a little bit about what you see as the role of music and musicians in creating community.
That's such a great question, Pat. And you know what's so funny about you bringing up that particular show is just a few days ago, the man who I order my grass-fed beef from told me the same thing as he was dropping it off. He said, you know that CD release show you had for Shine? I saw people there who I haven't seen in years. There was magic. It was just magic. I had one of the greatest times ever, and I want to know when you're doing the next one. And that to me, and what you've said too, is exactly why I do it. I don't do music for the money. I make some money, which is great, but I do it for the joy of the performance and how it brings people together, creates a shared experience, and makes people feel connected to something bigger than themselves. It's kind of like my NFL. I'm not into organized sports, but I feel like people are drawn to football and baseball and other big time sports because they have that connection to other people. So this is my way of bringing to my micro community or some grander scale of the universe a way for people to connect. And it's what comes naturally to me. So that's why I gravitate toward that.
Yeah. How do we as the community support you? How well are we doing? How close are we to becoming an Austin or a Nashville? Tell me a little bit about how this music scene is developing and the supports you need to continue to be such a vital part of it.
Well, part of that depends on me. I need to still engage the community in live performances and in recording and releasing new music and letting people know that I'm here for them to connect with and for them to bring others around the table to connect with. And once I book those shows and release those albums, and me and the whole community of local musicians here, it's then time for the community to step in and say, I see you, I hear you, I'm supporting you, I'm showing up for your shows, I'm bringing my friends, I'm buying your albums, and I'm cheering for you. And I'm spreading the word beyond Des Moines too, if that seems natural to people who live here. So I love to play early shows because I always say if I want to play and book shows that my grandmother can come to, meaning like it's not starting at 1 a.m., you know, and it maybe has like a chair or two where people can sit down comfortably. And so I work hard with all of my groups to create spaces where people feel invited to show up as they are. You know, it's a comfortable space. They want to be there, and they know that when they show up, they're going to find other people who are open to connecting and just being a part of something lovely. So it's a matter of just for the community to just say, I see you, I am going to show up for you, and then I will show up with my art for them.
How are we doing?
You know, I've had incredible support here. As somebody who does music part-time, I have had many people tell me that they haven't seen someone transition from, you know, not having a family to having a family and then maintaining their life and culture of being a singer-songwriter or band leader. And I've been able to do that with support in Des Moines because people come to my shows, our shows, people buy my albums, people tell their friends, and I feel so lucky to not do that with just one band, Abby and the Sawyers, but also with NOLA, which is the longest running series at the Social Club since they opened.
And every first Friday,
5:30 to 7, and we routinely sell out. And then with the Diplomats of Solid Sound, which is, you know, located in Iowa, not in Des Moines, but I feel very, very lucky, and I feel that the Des Moines community is something special because we're not on a huge scale, but we have a huge scale of support. So I can be a more recreational musician and still live my passion and live that big life in this smaller community. So it's great.
You know, we've got 3580, Hinterland, we've got some great venues like Hoyt Sherman and the Civic Center and Noche and Des Moines Social Club, last but certainly not least on that list. How are we doing in terms of actually providing facilities, events, that kind of broader based support that can eventually perhaps lead to us becoming a little bit more identified as a community for music? I'm not sure that would be our identity today. Talk to me a little bit about that.
There are great venues in Des Moines. I've played at many of them, from Hoyt Sherman to the Basement at the Social Club to Noche and Gas Lamp and Woolies. And I've also done many house concerts through Home Diddy or, you know, somebody
just... HomeDiddy.com.
Yep, or people just hiring me. And I appreciate the diversity of venues that we have already, including the house shows, because I think that's a really great environment for engaging intimately with audiences. But I think that there is room for even more diversity in types of venues and also time offerings for shows, instead of, you know, all being late night based, you know, having things that are more midday or happy hour time, or heck, I'd be up for an 8 a.m. show. I don't know if anybody would come, but
I'd come hear you, Abby, at 8 a.m. I would for sure.
It's a coffee clutch, yeah. But, you know, the key for that is people have to come out. Mm-hmm. So people have to be asking and reaching for those types of venues so that business owners have that confidence and courage to invest in opportunities like that. Or if they already have a business, to make that leap to invite musicians to come in as part of their business model. Mm-hmm. So we just have to be loud and proud about our support of live local music, because it's not, I mean, I have a Spotify subscription. I listen to almost all digital music, but there's something different about seeing it live and enjoying that with other people and just feeling the physical vibrations from the person who's performing and, you know, seeing their face. And that's something that's really special that you can only get when you actually show up. So I'd just say there's room for more diversity and people have to show up.
So if we were going to add something to our community mix, you're saying diversities of venue and timing. Anything else come to mind?
I mean, when I think diversity of venue, I think it could be anything from an outdoor pavilion where people bring lawn chairs to like a ballroom that hosts, you know, casual weekend shows, or it could be spaces that already exist that just need to bring music into them and then market the heck out of it and bring people together, because not everyone can do a 10 o'clock p.m. Yeah. Friday show. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I'm of a certain age. Yeah, I know what you mean.
So. Yeah, yeah.
you mentioned that one of your responsibilities is to continue to produce music. I understand you are in the process of putting together maybe not another CD, but some other approach to expanding the Abbey and the Sawyers mix.
Yes. So I have so many songs in the cooker that need to see the light of day in terms of recorded music. So we are kicking off a EP project for 2019, and we're really excited to see where that goes, and hopefully it will be released yet this year.
I want to make sure that people do get to hear you on this particular podcast, and so the wonderful editor Alex Cooney will be inserting a little section from Painter from the Shine album.
Faster. I know who I am. At least on most days I'm gonna be a painter. Ooh. I'm gonna paint all day. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, a long time ago.
And with that, I'd like to ask you a question about that song, because it's got lots of great lyrics, but one line I even wrote down: I know who I am at least on most days. I absolutely love that line. So Abby, who are you on most days?
Yeah, great question. So if you asked me that question yesterday, I would say something different than today. And today I would say I am evolving. So I love the idea that every 7 years you get a new skin, like you literally regenerate. And I do so many different things that it's exhausting to feel like I'm changing hats all the time. So instead, I just have to show up as me in all the places, you know, that are so different. So I think I've always known who that person is, but now it's, you know, in my old age, I'm 35, I'm feeling more comfortable actually listening to that voice and saying, you can go out in public. I'll let you out. So that's a really refreshing and ease-giving feeling that I'm trying to get more and more used to.
How does it work to kind of maintain that essence of yourself with these levels of transition, both day-to-day but kind of longer term? You mentioned that you have evolved from becoming a person who had this band and then now was a mom with this band, but you've been playing with your husband, who's an amazing musician himself. And so that's kind of got its own set of challenges. And then you work together. So it's sort of a kind of a nice little mix. And I'm just wondering, how do you cope with kind of those day in, day out sort of challenges, hang on to the essence of yourself, still manage to do these different kinds of music? I don't even know how to ask the question. No, it's such a challenging concept to roll it all together.
Yeah, so I kind of get what you're alluding to, and that is we just have these, Chris and I have these, as business owners, you know, co-owners of three businesses and, you know, co-parents and then bandmates and, you know, life partners, there's just this... pretty much from the moment we wake up till when we go to sleep, we're bouncing ideas off of each other. But there are some times, like when we're cooking dinner or we're having dinner or we're getting ready to go to sleep, we just don't talk shop. You gotta have time where it's like, we're just reading books with our daughter, and this is the most important thing right now. And we've worked hard to encourage each other to honor FaceTime, like actual face-to-face time, not the Apple product, and put down our phones, especially when we're in the presence of our daughter, to show her that we value her and that we value each other, because that's one of the greatest gifts we can give each other, is that, you know, that feeling of love. So you know, we have this constant flow, and sometimes ideas seem to come out of everywhere. But then there are some spaces and times where business is just unspokenly off limits, where we're just try to create a sacred everyday moment. So, you know, the other night we're laying in bed going to sleep, and I started to say something. I was like, "What am I talking about?" Just no talking shop. We're just gotta turn that off. It can wait till tomorrow. This isn't an emergency. So we have to keep each other in check, which we try to do as gently as possible, because we have a lot of collaborations. Yeah. So it's no easy thing.
Yeah, it sounds like an absolutely fascinating life, though, to get to have. And is this town about the right size for you to have that kind of mix? It just seems like it's easy to get around here. You know, maybe this is a good-sized town for you.
It's fantastic. We love Des Moines. We intentionally chose to move here about 6 years ago. I grew up here. Chris grew up in Davenport. But we chose to move here to build our businesses and root our lives, because there is enough connectivity that you can grow something quickly and it's meaningful and it feels like part of your life. So from a marketing perspective, I feel like I'm part of so many brands with the clinic and then our two other businesses and these three bands, that once I kind of start to get the word out about one thing, I can leverage brands between each other. And the word spreads quickly in this town, which makes it easier to kind of have many boats in the sea all at one time, because it's like if people know who I am, they have an idea of all these things that I'm connected to, because people care about each other here and are curious. So I think it helps support a really diverse and rich life, which is what I'm looking for.
So speaking of those connections, I want to mention the Diplomats of Solid Sound. They'll be releasing a CD on June 21 and June 20. They'll be playing at the Des Moines Botanical Gardens. What else do you have coming up, Abby, that we can share with our audience here?
Yeah, I have many shows with NOLA Jazz Band. The first Friday shows we already mentioned at the Basement from 5:30 to 7, but we also do quarterly shows at Noche. So I believe the next one is May 18th. And then we have a show with Abby and the Sawyers in March 23rd with Origami Animals for their CD release. And that's at the Basement. And more to come. I'm looking forward to a fruitful year of music and business. So just looking for everything to thrive.
Where do you want people to go to find out more about what you have coming up?
Right. So I have abbysawyermusic.com, and that's ABBIE, Sawyer Music. And I have a link at the very top of that website to my complete discography on Spotify. So you can see what I've done with Abby and the Sawyers and the Diplomats of Solid Sound, NOLA Jazz Band, and then previous bands like Bermuda Report and a recording I did with the Monday Mourners and a recording I did with River Glen and the Busted Chandeliers and all these other collaborations. So you can get everything in one spot.
And you're going to want to catch as much of it as you possibly can. So again, Abby, thank you for being our guest today on 900 Views. And I always need to remind folks of First Fridays also at Mainframe Studios and Third Thursdays Happy Hour at Mainframe Studios, I think from 5 to 7. And with that, Abby, I can't wait to hear your upcoming gigs.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.